neither does Nikki.
Mm-mm.
And neither did he about 5 minutes ago, probably. So, Wayne, how's it going?
You speak truth to power there, Brother Chuck.
Well, I'm just guessing, you know.
I love it when you say I check in, so.
Yeah.
Will you please tell the bellhop to take my bags up to the presidential suite, please?
We need to check you in somewhere. I don't know where.
Yeah. I've been checked out more than anybody wants to know. All right. Hey, listen, guys. Lately I've been throwing at you on the word of the day bit, words that move in many directions and operate at many levels. Well, I reached over onto the stack of, research bin, and I tell you, I got a if not a peach, then an apple of a word for you this morning. The word of the day, here's a word. Let me just preface it with this, Ron and Nikki. Can you think of a word that means both a highly admired person as well as a crisp apple tart? I'm not making this up. One word suffices to describe both of those. You got any guesses for me?
No, I don't think I can.
In a word, yeah, the answer is no. Well, the word of the day, drum roll please, is pippin. P-I-P-P-I-N. P as in Paul. P-I-P-P-I-N. A pippin, first definition according to the wordsmith, is a crisp apple tart, tart apple, not an apple tart, having an unusually yellow or greenish yellow skin. That's the first definition. And the second definition, a highly admired or very admirable person or thing. Ron, you've been masquerading as a pippin all these years, and you never told us.
Well, you know what? Those guys could really harmonize like crazy when they were singing with Gladys Knight.
Oh, my. And, who was it at the station who used to introduce Gladys Knight and her great big pips?
Not me. I can tell you that much. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't me either. I guarantee you.
This conversation has taken a hard left.
I never would have said that.
All right. Well, back to the business at hand. The word today is pippin. P-I-P-P-I-N. Apart from Ron's salacious references, and it means a crisp, tart apple, and also a person who is highly admired, a highly admired person or thing.
Mm.
So, that one, if it doesn't take the cake, it certainly takes the fruit basket this week. How about it?
Or it takes the tart.
There certainly are fruit baskets around here.
That's true.
All right, just keep us chilled. That's all. Keep us chilled.
We're going somewhere in a handbasket, I can tell you that much. Hey, Wayne, thank you, buddy.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Bye-bye.